That's the Kendalls on Fat Radio. And Gone Away from the Kendalls, and we listen to the Angels, My Boyfriend's Back. Souther Hill and Fury Band, Fallen in Love from them. And the Brown Eyed Beauty and the Blue Assed Fly, a little snafu from Situation Normal. Some Jimmy Buffett. And Railroad Lady. And Daydreams About Night Things, that's Ronnie Millsap. The title of his album is Night Things. And Jeffrey Paul here on the Fat One. Hope you're doing real good. I feel good. I'm surprising. I mean, I'm clean and I'm rested today and all kinds of... it's a phenomenon. It's 25 after 12 o'clock, and got some music coming up in a second from Bessie Smith.
A lot of people have discovered a newfound freedom in Santa Clara County. That freedom is called riding the bus, instead of being dependent upon the use of a car or not getting out at all. The bus service is especially easy between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. in Santa Clara County. You'll be pleasantly surprised to find how convenient and inexpensive it is to take the bus for shopping, appointments, visiting friends, all kinds of travel. Call Santa Clara County Transit and let them help you plan your trip.
Time's running out on your Ford dealer's 79 countdown clearance. A clearance that could mean incredible savings for you at your first in the West Ford dealer. Ford Division has given its dealers special incentives and allowances that can add up to a big $1,000 in savings to you on select new 79 cars in stock. Combine these savings with your Ford dealer's super deal of the decade, and you can save a tremendous amount of money. Save on bestsellers like V8 Mustangs. Save on quiet riding LTDs. There's even big savings on the Thunderbird Heritage. Take it from me, John Brody, while the clock runs down, the money could be adding up. The 79 countdown clearance ends December 31st at your first in the West Ford dealer. So hurry.
There are only 5 days left to save at your first in the West Ford dealer. And, of course, I imagine you heard Laura Ellen this morning. I hope so. And, of course, it's really nice, I think, to be able to listen to her 6 to noon every day. It's real good to wake up to. And there was a real interesting chewing the fat this morning, too. You can hear those every Tuesday and Thursday at about 8:30 with Gilbert Klein on 94.5 on Fat Radio.
Thank you. the best one I could find. On milk coffee grind, I got the best one I could find. So he could grind my coffee, 'cause he had a brand new grind. He's a deep sea diver with a stroke that can't go round. He's a deep sea diver with a stroke that can't go round. He can test the bottom and his wind holds out so long. And he thrills me night and day. Lord, he knows how to thrill me. He thrills me night and day. He's got a new way of loving, almost takes my breath away. And I told my girlfriend Lou. He's got that sweet something, and I told my girlfriend Lou. For the way she's raving, she must have gone and tried it too.
Had a friend, Louis Brown. He was a deacon, just as wise as he could be. Now you realize he could read the good book back from Revelation down to Genesis. You know, last Sunday morning, he was over to the church. My buddy wants to take a Mustang, and he looks out upon the whole congregation, the good book in his hand. Now he cast his eye about, and then he looks over in the amen corner. All the sisters come here to shout.
What'd he say?
He said a married man's a fool to think that his wife loves nobody else but him. She's sticking by you all of your life, but chances is mighty slim.
Now you read the good book, chapter 21. Every married woman got to have a little fun. Read on over. Chapter 22, it's a sin to let that woman make a fool out of you. Now you read a little further, chapter 23, she two-time you, brother, like she double-crossed me. Read on back, over chapter 10, shimmy one time, she got the Bible again. Cause
a man that's a fool to think that his wife loves nobody else but him. I mean, loves nobody else but him.
Married women's law is hard to the gauge. Read kind of careful, chapter 26. Back old slamming, you got to learn to get it fixed. Read on out, chapter 28. Who's that backsliding out through your back gate? I believe I'll close in chapter 29.
The woman get tired of the same man all the time.
Cause a
man's a fool, think that his wife love nobody else but him. I mean, love nobody else but him.
We'll be right back.
those who play the game. Oh, and never bite a married woman on the thigh. Oh, my. Not on the thigh. Of course, she just can't wash it off no matter how she tries. Oh, my. She'll try. And when she gets home at night, her husband's gonna ask her why. Is there a tooth mark on your thigh? And she'll say it's just a birthmark or some other silly lie. Oh, my. She'll try. But he'll get suspicious and then he will start to pry. Oh, my. Isn't he sly? And then she'll admit to everything and he will say bye-bye. Bye-bye. He's gonna fly. And then he'll say, I don't blame you, but tell me, who's the guy? That guy was I. And then he'll come and find you and he'll punch you right in the eye. Oh, my. Right in the eye. And then he'll run a cheap hotel room and he'll hang himself with his tie. Oh, my. His brand new tie. And then she'll take an overdose of sleeping tablets and she's gonna lie on the couch and die. So never, 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 never bite a married woman on the thigh.
The day I met you, my heart spoke to me. It said to love you through eternity, not knowing that you were another's bride. I vowed I'd always be close by your side. Die for you. I'd give the world to belong to you. The game is over now. I know I've lost. A broken heart will have to pay the cost. You know.
Crazy cause I love you, crazy cause I care, crazy cause when I come home I find that you're not there. I'm going crazy,
crazy, crazy, crazy over you, crazy, crazy,
I don't know what I'll do. I'm running around in circles, my mind is so confused.
My country is offering to you, the consuming public, to help the ever-unbalanced payments and trading. I'm talking about the all-new Edie, I mean hot tub. That's right. The genius of yours truly, plus the finest scientific talents of the entire Uganda nation, gone into producing what we think of as the best hot tub on the market. We don't mess around with none of that damn redwood business. These tubs is solid cast iron, guaranteed to take some plenty hot water. Idi Amin hot tubs will hold up to 5 full-grown-up adults, plus a little room for some of the children, and lots of vegetables and onion and salt. Take my word for it. There's nothing like getting in an hot tub. You put one of these items outside your ranch-style split level, and you're going to have all the neighbors whipping off their clothes like the familiar gangbusters and jumping in and making themselves comfortable. You put some ferns around this tub, and it's going to look plenty inviting. So if the high price of the food bill been getting you down, just think of the modest proposal from Uncle Edie. Since we neighbors, let's be friends. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, digest me, Reader's Digest, in the back of the dirty bookstore. A plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on the window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit. I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on the wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. Into heaven anymore. Well, I got my window shields filled with flags I couldn't see. So I ran the car upside a curve, right into a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gate said, but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
This old country boy can tell about the city and not doing very well. Saltville shotgun beyond my knees, cold wind blowing through your dungarees. Well, I love redneck daughter wild were her lips, sweet as wine. Redneck daughter, things were different when she was mine. Silver curls, platinum swirls, the whole town's talking about that little girl. Oh, she's walking, she's talking, dancing around the floor, running around smelling like the Ben Franklin store. Well, I love redneck daughter, wild were her lips, sweet as wine. Well, I love redneck daughter, things were different when she was mine.
boys can tell about the city and not doing very well. Assaultville shotgun beyond my knees, cold wind blowing through your dungarees. Well, I love redneck daughter, wild for her lips, sweet as wine. Well, I love redneck daughter, things were different when she was mine. Well, I
This is KFAT, Gilroy, and that's Poker Flats' Redneck Daughter. Their album's just called Poker Flats. John Prine before that, your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. His best of album, what we played that off. And Mountain Swing, and we listened to Brown Skinned Gal, Little Queen Ida, Hey Negress, and a couple words in there, of course, the word for Idi Amin hot tubs, and of course an advertisement for Soul Slaves. And Riley Puckett, off of Riley, let's see, The Other Side of Jordan. And the Redneck National Anthem, Redneck, Vernon Oxford. That, I played that off a Redneck Mother's album, has a whole bunch of different folks on it. And some David Allan Coe, Long-Haired Redneck. Listen to Rock and Roll Redneck Honky Tonk Cowboy Band from Bill Black's Combo. And Johnny Paycheck, of course, did 15 Beers, Rip It Up from Steve Nardella, Tear Me Apart, Tanya Tucker's new album, and from the Resurrection of Pig Boy Crabshaw, Butterfield Blues Band, Drivin' Wheel, off of that album, and 4 O'Clock in the Morning, Escape Mouth Brown and Roy Clark, hearing the fat one. Jeffrey Paul here. I hope you're all right. It's a few minutes after 2 o'clock, and things are good here. It's still holidays for a lot of folks. I'm still, you know, playing like it is. For me, you know, it's just as good. We'll come right back.
My name is Durwood Hall, and I am your candidate for the 18th Sanitation Surge and Paper Recycling Center in Alameda County. I am concerned about the controversial Preparation H. Preparation H is just the sort of underhanded slick trick that politicians in Sacramento have been trying to put on the taxpayers for years. But believe me, it is not all it's cracked up to be. We cannot expect to continue to pour oil on the troubled waters of our government's ills. Our swollen bureaucracies will continue to grow and expand until this itch must be scratched. Many people cannot put their finger on it, but I, Durwood Hull, dare to point the finger of scorn and say that the passage of Preparation H will only increase the red menace in the seat of government. Vote no on Preparation H.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Hull in Alameda.
Say, what kind of tapes have you been using in your cassette recorder? Have you been getting the whole wide range of dynamics, from a whispering fiddle to full orchestration going full blast? If you haven't, you should try Fuji FX cassettes. If you're a perfectionist, try the Fuji FX2 with the special Baradox formulation. The Baradox formula causes less wear on the recording heads and assures long-term stability of whatever you record. This means that the sounds and dynamics of what you're recording will remain on the tape longer than most other tapes. And even in the high-frequency areas, they're practically free from noise. So if you're looking for tremendous dynamics in your recordings with less tape noise, check out the Fuji FX cassettes, because they're dynamic.
Well, so are we. 94 and a half KFAT with Bo Bandy and Joe Stampley from their album Just Good Old Boys. Thank you.
kicked out of might near every bar around. I've been locked up for driving 120 through town. Well, I've been shot at and cut with a knife for messing around with another man's wife. But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. I threw my boss out a window and got fired from my last job. I wired a city truck and turned it over in the mayor's yard. Well, I beat my brother-in-law half to death. I lost 20 bucks on his football bet. But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do, or that we get into. Other than a wild hair once in a while, we can't help it, it's just our style. And good old boys is all we'll ever be. I got an alimony payment that's 6 weeks overdue. I got caught with a trunk full of bootleg out-of-state booze. I hocked my wife's diamond ring last June, bought me an outboard Evinrude. But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do, all the trouble that we get into. Other than a wild hair once in a while, we can't help it, it's just our style. Good old boys is all we'll ever be. Good old boys is all we'll ever be.
Thank you. Elroy, Subversive Country.
The cocaine habit, it's a mighty bad, it's the worst old habit that I ever did have. Hey, hey, honey, take a whip on me. I said, I love my whiskey and I love my gin, but the way I love my cocaine, it's a doggone sin. I said, hey, hey, honey, take a whip on me. If you don't think that cocaine's so good, come on across the bridge and back through the woods. I said, hey, hey, honey, take a whip on me. Since cocaine's gone out of style, you can see the boys shooting needles all of the while. I said, hey, hey, honey, take a whip on me.
Cocaine, be cocaine, gonna kill my honey dead.
Champagne don't drive me crazy.
Cocaine don't make me lazy. Ain't nobody's business but my own.
You know, candy's then and liquor is quicker.
You can drink all the liquor down in Costa Rica, baby. Ain't nobody's business but your own. You can ride a great big pig cat like the church on Sunday. You can lay around the rack with your old lady all day Monday. Ain't nobody's dirty business but your own. Frankly, I don't care what in the world you do. As long as you do what you say you really want to do, baby, ain't nobody's business but your own. Of course, I do know some of you cuties, you real good-looking cuties, you're gonna step in downtown just to hang around. Standing on the corner so the fellas will say, hey, baby,
champagne don't drive me crazy.
Cocaine don't make me lazy. Ain't nobody's business but my own.
You know, candy's dandy and liquor is quicker.
You can drink all the liquor down in Costa Rica, baby, ain't nobody's business but my own. Ride around San Francisco in your birthday suit. I can catch you coming out of the back of America with a whole lot of loot. Ain't nobody's business but your own.
They say cocaine's for horses, now it ain't for men.
The doctor said he killed me, but he didn't say when. Ain't nobody's business but my own.
You know champagne don't drive me crazy.
Cocaine don't make me lazy. Ain't nobody's business but my own.
You know candy's dandy and liquor is quicker.
You can drink all liquor down in Costa Rica. Ain't nobody's business but my own.
Honey, you know that champagne don't drive me crazy.
Zach, cocaine don't make me lazy. Ain't nobody's business but my own. You know,
ain't nobody's business. That's Taj Mahal on the Fat One, and I'm still unable to find the... There's another version of that song. Don't know if you ever heard it. It's kind of rare and kind of hard to get hold of, but he gets really wild and bizarre in it. He gets into this kind of dialogue thing. But anyway, Taj Mahal and Fat and Round Town Boys. Tell It to Me, Tell It to Me. Listen to a new album, Roy Bookbinder, and Going Back to Tampa is the name of the record, and of course the song is Cocaine Habit, another variation of that same old tune that I think Tell It to Me was extracted from, that Take a Whiff on Me song. And Way Down Yonder, that's Charlie Daniels Band. And Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley, just good old boys. At 23 after 2 o'clock. JP here on Fat. And Rocket Man coming up at 6 o'clock. Had some calls from some blues freaks. He plays some blues and he plays some country. And he has a real good time. I'm doing all right myself here. So, oh, by the way, got to tell you about this. If you may have seen Wimpy, you're requested to get in touch with its owners. A dog lost in the vicinity of Center Road and Capitol Expressway, a Sheltie dog named Wimpy, black, white, and tan, 14 inches tall, 20 pounds or so. No collars, got white paws on, white tip tail. Last seen yesterday afternoon. So if you've seen this cute little dog, Wimpy, call 274-2555.
Kenny Rogers was voted Male Vocalist of the Year by the Country Music Association. Find out why at Musicland.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Isn't it about time you got to know Kenny Rogers by his first name, Kenny? His latest on sale for just $5.99 at Musicland.
And you decorated my life.
Songs of life and love and everything in between. Kenny, on sale now at Musicland. And while you're there, get The Gambler and other great Kenny Rogers classics for just $4.99 each on United Artists records and tapes. Come to Musicland today.
It's 94 and a half, KFAT.
Somewhere over the radio.
On the
Pattersons are coming over, and we only have about enough grass left to roll one joint.
Oh, that's okay, Ted. I'll just mix it up real good with this.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm making marijuana helper.
Marijuana helper?
That's right. With Pillsburger's new marijuana helper, there'll be enough of this Colombian to go around for everybody. And look, marijuana helper makes our dope look as rich and potent as the best red bud.
Marijuana helper.
Now you can get as much as 3 ounces from every ounce you buy, thanks to Pillsburger's new marijuana helper.
Honey, you're a genius.
There. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Pillsburger's new marijuana helper from the makers of Angel Dust Cake. Pillsburger.
It really worked.
Deliciously different marijuana. Deliciously different marijuana.
New York City was a stitch in time when I stood all I could of L.A. Batting up pieces of my tangled mind and digging something different every day, yeah. Soon as I was better, I was moving on, getting it together, getting good and gone and by.
Getting by.
High. Strange. New ain't nothing but a state of mind. Keeps a man from missing what he left behind. I'll take anything that I can find, anyhow, anywhere, any way, any time. I'll keep living till the day I die. As long as I can get it up for one more try. Bye. Hi. Strange.
Thank you.
long, my nipple not too strong. Liable of teen, let it be, if you the viper. I'm the king of everything, gotta get out before I can swing. Liable of teen, let it be, if you the viper. Don't get dry, you know you high, everything's fine and dandy. Chug on down.
Okay, continuing with the Chewing the Fat special, we have something happened, I think, in August of 78, was it, when the big earthquake hit Hollister? And we have a tape of when Terrell Lynn Thomas had just gone on the air, and all of a sudden the building collapsed almost around him, started shaking, records came out and everything. And we have the recording of what was on the air, the record skipping and everything. So if we can cue that, let's go to one of Fat's more memorable moments, the great earthquake, when K-Fat was disheveled.
That tape is blank, Gilbert.
You still got that Reebok.
It's not rewound. It's not re-cued. We got to sit here and kill time until this noise stops.
Come back.
You hear that noise?
In that case, it's very fortunate that we have Cousin Al sitting right here.
Cousin Al, tell us about those early days.
Cousin Al's great at killing time. Yeah,
Al, Cousin Al kills anything he sips on.
Back so far in fat that it's way before fat. You were on K-Dow. Now, what years are we talking about?
1970. We started, K-Dow went on the air in January 1970.
Tell about how you went on the air, Al. Now, that's a story I've heard.
Oh, yeah, Big Tiny. What was his last name, Laura? Tiny
Freeman.
Tiny Freeman, that's the guy. And he was about 6'15". You know the guy that, what's his name talks about? Tiny really was, and he was... He did the bluegrass show and whatever else came into his mind on this little station called K-Dow in the heart of real chic Los Gatos. And we have all these fine folks down there starting this station. Part of the Crab Nebula?
Crab Nebula Network.
Crab Nebula Network. And I was playing bluegrass at the time, and I heard about this little station in Los Gatos that played bluegrass music on purpose. I went down there, and I walked in, and I saw this strange combination of people. Cease McGowan,
Lorenzo,
and...
Lorenzo, who owned half of this place.
Of Fat Radio.
KTAO.
KTAO, yes, all of them. And I had my narrow tie on, my military haircut,
and that was the end of that.
Don't say that, Laura, now. And... You met me shortly after that.
Yeah, careful with Al. He's trying to get a straight job.
And I said...
I got to get a word in on him. I've been waiting for years to do it.
Yes. I said, I understand y'all play bluegrass music on purpose. And Lorenzo said, yes. I said, when? He says, whenever the guy shows up. I said, well... He says, do you know anybody that can play bluegrass? And I said, well, yeah, I know a few people. He says, well, send him down because this guy's leaving. I said, well, when is he supposed to be on? He said, well, next Thursday night or something.